your head of footy at the Fremantle Dockers. Peter, you get Jesse Hogan. How close was it to falling over?
Oh, look, it was a tough negotiation, that's for sure, Mitch. We're thrilled to have Jesse at the football club. I think at the end of the day, both in that negotiation with Melbourne, our negotiations with Brisbane as well, and GWS, they were really tough, but we're thrilled to have Jesse at the club, and no doubt I'll talk about Rory and Reece Conker and Travis Collier in a little while as well.
Can you walk us through the statement that you released about Jesse Hogan and not proceeding with the due diligence? It seemed to confuse a lot of people in hindsight.
Look, an incredibly complicated deal, and at that stage we thought that was appropriate at the time. A few things changed and unfolded over that weekend. We re-engaged, and the end result is the deal coming today. Melbourne, of course, had a very talented player on their list, and I want to again acknowledge Melbourne and the way that they approached this whole negotiation. We think that Jesse will play his best football in Western Australia. That's our hope. But clearly, Melbourne were able to do what they wanted as well.
Do you regret the statement?
No, I don't regret the statement.
How long is Jesse's deal for at the club?
Jesse has a 3-year deal, and we're hopeful that we'll be extending that on a number of occasions.
You said on Monday last week that it'd be a feather in your cap to retain Lachie Neale. Is it more of a feather in the cap now you've got Rory Lobb and Jesse Hogan than losing Lachie Neale?
Can we stop talking about the feather in the cap? I'll cop it on day one. So it was a poor choice of words, Mitch. I wish I didn't use those words. Look, we are disappointed to lose Lachie Neale. He's won 2 of our last 3 best and fairest and come second the other year. He's a great player. He's 25 years of age. It's disappointing to lose him. We wish him well. They're getting married, Jules and Lockie, in a little while, and he's up for an exciting next phase in his football career. Once Lockie wanted to leave, and we're able to do a deal that satisfied Fremantle, our members, our supporters, our stakeholders, we were comfortable with that, but it's hard to say goodbye to a 2-time Doig medalist.
Well, it's the first time in the club's history that you've probably got 2 key forwards in at the same time.
Rory Lobb, if I may, I'll start talking about Rory. Is an exceptional athlete, 207 centimetres tall. He provides us with some flexibility as well. Obviously, he's a forward. We want to use him as a forward, but he can help out in the ruck as well. Aaron Sanderlands is playing again next season. We've got a young ruckman that we have high hopes for in Sean Darcy, but it's great to have Rory there for that added little bit of flexibility as well.
We've got Tim Kelly again next year.
Nothing happened there. Sorry, it's been a bit of a day, so I'm assuming no deal got done. Tim's an exceptional player as well. What he's done in his first season has been outstanding. I'm sure that we'll be continuing to monitor his progress. Having said that, I think it's clear to everybody that at this year his preference was to get to West Coast, and unfortunately for Tim that wasn't able to happen. But I'm sure he'll have another great season.
Why was that? Why was he so content with not going anywhere near Fremantle?
I suppose players have the different motivations, and Tim's motivations were between himself and his family, West Coast and Geelong, I suppose, just like we've managed to land some players at Fremantle this year who wanted Fremantle to be their destination. The same can be said for Tim. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out, but knowing Tim, and I do know him quite well from South Fremantle, I'm sure he'll have another great year.
Do you have enough depth and talent in those key position posts now to challenge for finals?
I haven't really thought about the finals, but what I like about it is we get quality players in Hogan and Lobb when you're talking about the key position, and we've got some real depth there as well. We think Tabana, even though he had an injury this year, played some terrific football. We also think that Brennan Cox, for a 19-year-old, has performed exceptionally well, and Cam McCarthy as well. We know how dangerous Cam can be when there are other forwards up there as well. We saw that in his first year at GWS. So we're really pleased to be able to build a bit of key position depth.
So do you attack the midfield in the draft or boost your stocks there?
Get through the trade period, first of all. Clearly, with Lockie exiting, we're hopeful that Connor Blakely can stand up, and Andrew Brayshaw and Adam Chera and many of the other young players that we've added. I'll leave the drafting to our draft team. In fact, I might mention the team here because the whole collective have done an extraordinary job. You could all see that we've been particularly busy during this trade period, so that wouldn't be able to be achieved without a terrific team effort.
Thanks.
Thank you all.